erotic hypnosis titles, just like this one, at www.MzDominica.com. That's MzDominica.
Sit back in that nice soft chair, or lie down on that nice soft bed. Feel it become softer and warmer as my voice surrounds you, as you sink gently down, as all your muscles relax. First your toes, feel the warm fuzzy sound of my voice spreading up from your toes, relaxing them. So warm and gentle, and gentle and soft. Through the arches of your feet, up to your ankles, where my voice caresses your ankles for a moment, around and around, making your calves feel so warm and relaxed, yearning for the warm sensation of my voice, to slowly rise up your legs. So soft, so warm, your knees begin to tingle, and the tingling spreads up your thighs. So soft and relaxing. Feel the softness, the warmth, spread up through your hips, relaxing your butt muscles. They were so tense, but now they just melt into the softness beneath you. The warm feeling moving up, around, and forward. Relaxing your stomach muscles, the soft, warm sensation flows upward into your chest. And you slowly exhale, all the air leaving your lungs. So slowly. Then you breathe in. Breathing in and out. In. Then slowly exhale. As the warm feeling moves down your arms. So soft and tingly. Relaxing. Slowly inhale as it spreads warmly into your hands. As the warm feeling flows gently upward into your neck. Now exhale, take your time. Feel the heat move into your head. Your eyes gently close. With sheer pleasure, your mind lets go, empties. There are no thoughts, only the sound of my voice. A slow wave of pleasant heat pulses through your body, and you inhale, hold it, then exhale. So warm, almost like summer sun. Then it fades, cools, and you exhale. Continue to inhale, hold, and exhale. Just like that, every time a wave of heat pulsing through your body. Your eyes slowly open, seeing the television so late at night. Warm, slowly inhale. You sit there, so relaxed, cool. Slowly exhale. You don't even remember changing the channels. Warm, slowly inhale. To the old movie about the hidden city. Cool, slowly exhale. The treasure hunter got the last piece of the map. Slowly inhale. In an antique shop, cool, slowly exhale. He's been traveling through the jungle for days in the African heat. Slowly inhale. Trying to follow it. Trying to match the ancient map to the landmarks. Slowly exhale. But you are so confused. Your compass has stopped working. You look at it, and it keeps spinning and spinning and spinning. The bright sunny days have turned cloudy. No sun to navigate by. In the daytime, no stars at night. You're lost in the jungle. The men carrying your supplies want to turn back. And your guide does not even know where you are. The sound of drums leads you to a clearing. The village here seems so strange. The only people are beautiful women. All of them so very tall. But the most striking beauty, the one that catches your eyes, is the blonde in the cage. You feel a flush of heat when you see her. Breathe in. She's dressed in rags, almost in nothing. Breathe out. You cannot look away from her tanned, firm body. My soft, smooth shoulders, my tight, flat belly. I lift my hands in a slow, mysterious gesture. Your eyes follow the curves of my arms. Your eyes want to close so gently. You don't remember me telling you I know the way to the hidden city. You don't remember rescuing me from the cage. You follow me through the jungle, watching my legs, back and forth, my buttocks move slowly. Watching my firm ass gently sway. First to the left, then to the right, swaying left and right, left and right, back and forth. You watch my hips. The cloud overhead seems to have entered your mind, making you so sleepy and blank. With every step, my buttock seems to be calling to your cock. You feel so rock hard. At night in the tent, we sit on the ground, legs crossed, facing each other. I pull out a small bag of stones, 10 stones to be exact, that I arranged in a circle between us. 9 smooth, shiny, black stones. And 1 white stone, which I place closest to me. Your eyes are drawn to my pussy, barely hidden by the rags. Your cock stiffens and pulses, while I explain that as I remove each stone from the circle, you will drop deeper and deeper into hypnosis for me. 10 stones. I take the first black stone from the circle and place it between my breast. A nice game, you think? 9 stones. I take the next black stone, rub it slowly down the side of my neck to my shoulder. As it glides down so smoothly, you drift deeper and deeper. Your eyes blink just for a second, then open, and the stone is gone. You didn't see where it went. 8 stones. I take the next black stone and rub it down my left thigh, over my stomach, tanned skin. We play this game every night, and you never remember. As the stone touches my knee, you drop deeper. As I slide it along my firm calf to my foot, your cock throbs for a moment. So tight in your pants. Your mind is so focused on my leg, on your cock. You forget about the stone. 7 stones. I pick up the stone. You are beginning to feel so warm. You inhale. You gently sway, feeling a little dizzy as you watch me slide the stone down my right thigh. You exhale. Deeper and deeper into trance, your cock pulses, pulses, pulses. As the stone touches my foot, you begin panting gently, watching my toes curl before your eyes. The stone seems to disappear. 6 stones. Another black stone. I lift it and hold it in front of my face, staring into your eyes. Your gaze shifts to my eyes, which seem to swirl. taking you deeper,
deeper, deeper, deeper, deeper, deeper, deeper, deeper, deeper.
Then you focus on the stone,
so shiny,
reflecting highlights from the lanterns. You gaze into my eyes again, then at the stone, back and forth, while slowly I move my hand with the stone towards your forehead. I touch you. There's a slight pressure in your head, and when I take my hand away, the stone is gone. You feel like the stone is inside your head, making it heavier and heavier. 5 stones. I pick up the shiny black stone and lead forward, reaching out towards your cock. Your eyes are drawn to my firm breast as I gently rub the stone upward along the length of your hard cock, through your pants, from base to tip. You fall deeper, again and again, from your base to tip, deeper. A slight pressure of my hand against your balls, and the stone is gone. Your cock is magnetized now, pointing always at me, so stiff and hard. Your balls feel so heavy.
4 stones.
I pick up the black stone and place it on my left knee, perfectly balanced. My smooth left knee becomes the focus of your entire world. Your eyes gently close, then open. You slowly inhale my perfume. Your mind is so quiet now. You forget everything but me. You slowly inhale, smelling my perfume, the scent of cherries. 3 stones. Your eyes gently close, then open. You slowly exhale. 2 stones. I pick up the remaining black stone and hold it in my palm. As I gently sway my hand back and forth, from my left knee to my right knee to my left, back and forth, you inhale and exhale. In perfect synchrony with my hand, you drop so deeply, so gently, your mind now perfectly quiet. Empty, obedient, your eyes close, slowly, slowly, then just as slowly they open. 1 stone. The idea sends you deeper already. I pick up the white stone. I press it against my pussy, rubbing it up and down, rubbing the scent of my pussy onto the stone. Then I lift it slowly towards your face, under your nose. You inhale. You drop. So deep a sleep for me. So deep. Mine forever. Forgetting all others but me. Deep in trance, you find yourself following me again, watching the sway of my hips, the rounded curves of my buttocks. Your cock is your compass now, pointing toward me, aching for me. Slowly we climb the mountain path. Step, my hips sway to the left. Step, they sway to the right. You follow me up the path to the hidden city. We enter the tall gates. Still deep in trance, you follow me through the halls, encrusted with jewels and hung with tapestries, to a room with a throne made all of gold. A beam of light from an opening in the ceiling reveals that the clouds have parted, but your mind remains in a hazy fog, tightly controlled, deeply hypnotized. I ascend the steps to the throne and stand there while my servants enter. The tall woman from the village. They remove my wraps, and for a brief moment you see me gloriously naked in the sunlight from overhead. My servants dress me, and you finally see me as I should be, in robes of fine cloth, woven in gold and glittering with jewels. Your queen. Now drop to your knees, slowly, slowly, mind empty, cock so hard. Gaze upon my beauty. You thought you were watching a movie, but now you find that this is become reality, your reality. Your life as a mindless drone begins now, for you will stay here forever, protecting the secret of the hidden city. When you're awake, you still think of me. You will always think of me constantly. What you truly want every moment is to return here and kneel before me, inhaling my scent, deep asleep, dreaming of me, your queen, all night, every night, serving me forever in your dreams.